Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
All right, we're joined by our buddy, Dalton Reisner. Again, hi, Dalton. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great, man. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. What do you got cooking? What's happening with you here today?
Nothing much. You know, I'm back here in good old Wiggins, Colorado. Took care of the pet raccoon mom has, and going to a Knights and Shine event tonight, and then I got a signing in Denver, Colorado tomorrow for my book.
So tell us about it. Tell us about the signing and your book. What should we know about it?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking. So tomorrow, you know, I'm signing at the Broncos team store. I'll be there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll have about 150 books there. You know, the whole goal is obviously to kind of get, you know, the name of my book out there, get people to buy my book, check out what my foundation has going on, as well as, you know, tell the Denver community thank you, tell them thank you for the support. I've done a few signings in Loveland and everything like that, but I actually haven't done one in Denver. So this will be my first opportunity to do that. I'm excited for that as well. And, yeah, it'll be at the Broncos team store right at the Empower Field from 11 to 1.
Nice.
I'll be selling my book and signing autographs and shaking hands and kissing babies, man.
Well, dude, first off, you're practically becoming an honorary member of The Drive, so thank you for that. Second off, I know that that's got to be getting expensive as a fellow offensive lineman amongst you, the fellow monkey court over there in the O-line, so appreciate that as well. Dude, you got to tell us just a little bit about kind of your passion with this. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you had this pretty much written and done before your rookie season. Is that right?
Yes, most definitely. You know, I wanted to do this in college. I created my nonprofit, wanted a way to inspire the youth. I figured, okay, what a better way than do it than do a book. I had a ton of help with my publicist. He helped me write the book. He, you know, it's my first time ever writing a book. So he helped me in a tons of ways. It was just me. I can promise you guys it won't sound as good as it does, but it was just something that I wanted to do for a while. Something I'm very passionate about, you know. We have this platform with football. You know, I hope I play 10, 15 years, but we don't know when the game's going to end. You know, I want to use this platform to do good. I want to be remembered as a good person in the Denver community. I want parents to be able to say, hey, you know, we want our kids to be like that. So it means a lot to me. And like you said, sometimes getting on the radio and sometimes doing signings like that with the big boys.
I know it does.
Man, I might have a fee building up. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn, what was your first reaction to hearing that Pat Shurmur joining the team as offensive coordinator?
You know, it was crazy. I think I just got a taste of how the NFL is. You know, I didn't even know that Coach Gangarello had been fired until I got on Twitter and I found out that he wasn't going to be the offensive coordinator anymore. So I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So the next morning, I'm actually at a school public speaking event, and Troy Rank with 9 News tells me, hey, what do you think about Pat Shurmur? I was like, what do you mean? I had no idea that he was the new offensive coordinator. So I just found out through other people in social media and found out how quick the NFL changes. And I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to him on the phone. He called me when I was out in Kansas City doing some training. And seems like a great coach, someone I'd love to play for. I can't wait to be able to, you know, get up around the facility and say hi to him and you know, shake hands with him. But from what everyone says up there in terms of Mike Munchak and the staff and Vic Fangio, it sounds like he's a great coach, and I'm excited to get to work with him.
How did you feel watching the Super Bowl?
I couldn't stand it. You know, I'm doing a lot of my training in Kansas City, and I'm just a competitive guy. Some people might look at that and be like, oh, relax. You know, it's a game of football, even though. But, you know, the Chiefs, they're in our conference. You know, they're at the Super Bowl because we weren't. They're at the Super Bowl mm-hmm. because we didn't beat them twice, and right. that they came to Denver and they beat us. And
right.
and that pisses me off. You know, we get paid a lot to play this game, and we get paid a lot to win football games. And, you know, I don't want to see a team in my conference in the Super Bowl, let alone win the Super Bowl. So we got to get Bronco Country back to where it was 4 or 5 years ago, where we were dominating the AFC West. And I think we have the guys to do it. So I'm just glad the season's over. Mm. Anyone that talks about it now, it's in the past. That's the last year. We're talking about this next year, man. So I want to do big things.
Okay.
So Chiefs just won the Super Bowl, which means they are the team to beat in the AFC West. You've played them twice now. How do you beat the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think that you stay on the field as an offense. I think that whenever we played the Chiefs, I think that slowing down the Chiefs offense as you see in the last three postseason games that they had, you know, you could be up 10, you could be up 17, shoot, you could be up 24-0 to the Houston Texans, and these guys are going to find a way to come back and win if their offense is on the field. So I think as an offense, as an offensive line in particular, scrumming the ball, running for 5-6 yards a game, scrumming down the field, using 7-8 minutes of the clock for every drive you get, keeping Patrick Mahomes and their offense off the field, and then you hope that whenever they do get their opportunity on the field that your defense can make turnovers. But you keep that offense off the field, and you control the clock, and you control the game as an offense. And you look at the games that the Chiefs lost this year. I think they lost to the Texans at home and the Titans at home, both teams they beat in the playoffs. But both those teams, they ran the ball for, you know, 150, 200 yards, and they won the kind of possession. You know, they kept the Chiefs' offense off the field. So I'm not a mastermind. I'm not a football coach. I'm just an offensive lineman, but that's what I would do.
Don, take us into the meeting rooms with Mike Munchak. How does he, or how did he impact you guys this past season?
I'd say, you know, and I think I've said this in some interviews this season, is just the way he slowed down the game. You know, he didn't act like this was the big bag in NFL. You know, this guy's played. He's done it all. You know, he has a gold jacket. He's done what every single one of us offensive linemen in that room want to be a part of. You know, he's been a part of successful teams. He's coached in the NFL. He's played offensive line his whole life. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know, probably going to be in the Hall of Fame for coaching as well. But, you know, he's just such a guy that understands the game and just slows it down for us. He teaches us this technique, tells us, hey, if you do this, you're going to win your reps. If you don't do this, you're probably not going to win your reps. And I just think it's really important that to have a coach like that, that slows down the game and says, hey, you know, you're going to be a successful player if you do what I teach you. And just the technique he teaches is schemes that you want to learn as an offensive lineman, schemes that make sense, schemes that, you know, he understands the game of football out there on the field. He's not a coach that's asking for too much. He knows how the game goes. He knows how fast-paced it is and how you might forget, and you just got to play ball sometimes. So I could go on and on, but yeah. I credit, you know, I could be a lot better, but I credit a lot of my success to him for sure.
Dalton Risner, our guest, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Broncos team store. That's right there at the Sorry. The team store at Empower Field. My bad. So right at the stadium.
Yep. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Empower Field team store. Right.
Okay.
There.
What kind of communication has been going on amongst the offensive line? How's the group text these days? You know, what are people talking about?
Yeah, of course. You know, there's been FaceTimes. You know, I FaceTime with my man Garrett Bowles. You know, I talk to Connor McGovern a lot. Talk to Ron Leary as well. FaceTime Juwan James. I've actually talked to all the boys up front. Ran into Austin Slotman, who, you know, filled in at right guard when Ron went down this year. Elijah Wilkinson. You know, I've talked to all the guys. So, you know, we had a group text. We stay in touch through there. You know, I posted some video about working out or something, and big Ron Leary, you know, who's a vet, big bro to me, told me to slow down, take care of the body, not jump back into workouts too quick. So he's taking care of me, kind of making sure I don't do anything crazy. But, you know, it's been great, man. I love those guys so much. A couple of those guys are going into free agency.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hopefully the Broncos keep them. I think they're great football players and great guys on the team. So
okay.
Kind of some question marks in terms of who we're going to have back.
Right,
but,
right.
Everyone seems to be doing good. Everyone kind of goes their separate ways and gets their time with their family and kind of gets their bodies right. But definitely staying in touch.
Dawn, we've heard some negative things about Juwan James over the past season. Tell us something about him that we don't know.
So I think Juwan James is a great football player and a great dude. I can tell you guys this, that whenever I first showed up to Denver, out of all the guys on the offensive line, he was the best leader for me all year. I don't know why anyone would have anything bad to say about Juwan. You know, I don't think that I'd be really shocked if any teammates had anything to say about Juwan, just because he's a guy that came in. I've seen him go to work. He worked out through all of camp. He wasn't hurt during camp. You know, he took a day off here and there for issues that he had during camp. He pretty much went through all of camp. You know, he had an unfortunate injury in the Raider game. And, you know, I've had a sprained MCL before. And like that, it doesn't feel good. You know, you're not stable. And I don't know, it took him a little bit longer than some people would have expected for him to get back. But that man loves the game of football. He loves to play football. He's a hell of a leader. Did a lot for this team this year, a lot for me. A lot for a lot of young guys this year that just media doesn't know about, people don't know about. You know, he was by far one of the best leaders for me on the team in terms of keeping me confident, letting me know what I did good and bad, and just being a big brother to me. You know, he's been in the NFL for a while, so I have nothing bad to say about him. I think he's a great football player and teammate, and I know that he's just so excited to be healthy. And I know there was probably a lot of skepticism about why did he not play more this year? Was he hurt? Did he not want to play? But you know, that's that man's body. You know, I can't get into his body and understand that, but from knowing him, I feel like if he could have played, he would have been out there. And I know he's itching to just get back out there and play this next year. You know, he's been the one that talks about it the most in our group text, just about, you know, wanting to get back out there and play ball and get our offensive line together and get gelling more. So, I mean, I have nothing bad to say about him. It's all good, man.
All right, man. It's always great to catch up with you. We want to encourage everybody to go and see Dalton Risner tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Broncos team store is at Empower Field. So go to the big stadium, not the practice facility, the big stadium. The book is available for purchase at the signing or at KrakenBooks.com. Kraken with a K, books.com. All right, Dalton, awesome to talk with you.
Say hi to the raccoon.
I will, man. I appreciate you guys, as always. Thank you so much.
Right, see you, Dalton. All right, great stuff from Dalton Risner. We come back. Football at 4. Adam Rank has to eat Major Crow. Details next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.